Hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Line. It's March 20th, and I'm Diane McGachran, and with me is Diane McGachran, because we don't have a co-host today, taking extra precautions and limiting the amount of people who are in the station. So I'm here. I've wiped down my location. I've taken the necessary precautions I'm supposed to take, and I'm here ready, willing, and able to take your calls. A lot going on in the Delta, in the region, in the world, and you're welcome to call in and share anything that you'd like to. You know you can do that anonymously. And I'm going to give you the numbers here real quick, and I'll repeat those later. But we're at 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And in either case, calling or emailing, you are welcome to be anonymous. So, all right, the lines are open. Probably the big thing going on is the COVID-19 virus. And are you taking precautions? What kind of things are you doing in your home that you want to share with people to let us know how you're being more careful these days? Super important. I'm going to go to Wilson from Bethel. Good morning, Wilson. What's on your mind?
Good morning there, happy people.
Good morning, Wilson.
I'm actually conducting a food delivery right now. We're picking up food from YK for home delivery.
Nice.
And I would like to thank, from the bottom of my heart, the generous donation of $10,000 covers this first 2 weeks of home delivery. Today's the end of the 2 weeks. So $10,000 for 2 weeks.
Nice.
And I'm going to be delivering a check to YK at the end of the day, I hope. I hope they get it done by then. But anyway, more news concerning elders. I'm on the radio. More news concerning the elders is I really would like people to take it serious when it comes to less contact from outside for our local elders. You know, if you have, if you're a member of the family of an elder, some elders have lots of grandkids and great-grandkids, and everybody want to check on everybody. And I think it'd be better to designate one family member to be the contact, the main contact. It's just because everyone wants to know how they're doing.
That's a good idea.
Do they have everything they need? You know, because ONC at this time, you know, you will call 543-2608 if you're willing to stop by and donate extra tissue, paper towels, hand sanitizer, wipes. Mm-hmm. You know, for the elders, you call 543-2608, and they will dispatch myself and or Ralph.
Okay.
We have, I have decided to make ourselves available even on the weekend. So we'll be on call for need of the elder.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly too is if you have a main contact designated for a particular elder, that contact person should know if the elder has, if they don't have a credit card, some purchases are requiring, you know, no cash.
Right.
You have to use your card. Some mm-hmm. elders may not have a card, so designate someone in charge to be able to do purchases like, you know, whatever they may need with the card. So
mm-hmm. okay,
a lot of things are happening with when it concerns the elders and the prevention.
Mm-hmm.
The key point is less contact to avoid the spread is the number one protocol we at ONC and everyone should be taking.
Now, Wilson, quick question for you. When you pick up the, let's say, the food that you want to bring over to elders to deliver, are there certain precautions that you all have to take in terms of handling the food or handling the bags or whatever?
Turn away as delivering. I mean, usually we greet them with a smile on our face. We just turn our face and hand them the meal and say, you know, we're trying not to look toward you or speak toward you, just to prevent. And I'm hoping, and I asked ABCP, I asked Vic and Lulu managers to be the contact for home delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we bring them. We usually, you know, Lulu has a little tray in front of each door. So we knock on the door and leave the tray. And we're handing out questionnaires today, asking the elders if they have enough tissue or Clorox or wipes or sanitizing items, you know. And if they don't, please call ONC. And we have a box out in the porch of ONC.
Mm-hmm.
You can call and say, I'm dropping off some extra tissue. And we have a monitor out front. So donations to the... It says, don't help our elders, and it's in the porch of ONC. So I hope everyone takes this opportunity to help our elders.
Okay, great.
Ralph and I will be on call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. What a great resource.
Bye.
Thank you, Wilson. So again, everyone, if you want to donate tissue, paper towels, wipes, items like that, that would be really helpful for elders, you can call ONC at 543-2608. All right. Thank you, Wilson. We're going to go to Vicki from Bethel. Good morning, Vicki. What's
on
your mind?
Good morning, Diane.
Oh,
can you hear me all right?
Oh, it's that, Vicki. Yes, I can hear you well.
So, Diane, I just want to say how concerned I am about everybody in our region. But I also think it's a great time to be a human being. And when I listen to Wilson, I know that it's a great time to be a human being and a great time to be a human being in our region, because everybody will jump in there for everybody and we will be there for each other.
Yes, yes,
and,
thank you.
But I'm also wanting to urge everybody that there is going to be a post-COVID-19 future. And getting to the point, Diane, if you're a registered Democrat, please return your mail-in ballot before March 24th. It's a yellow and white ballot that everybody received in the mail. You just, like, vote your choice, put the return address on it, and mail it back. It's prepaid postage. This is the first mail-in Democratic primary election.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody should be interested in this mail-in election, not just Democratic voters, because I think it's the wave of the future. And, again, I think there will be a future.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first chance for everybody in the region to vote by mail, and that means that for the first time in a Democratic primary, people in the villages don't have to come and caucus in Bethel. It's
right.
Great chance, and again, the postage is prepaid.
Yes. Now, Vicki, do you want to say a little something about what is meant by ranked voting? Because people will be able to pick their first choice, but then they also get to pick their second choice and third on down, right? Yeah.
And everybody kind of is starting to feel like, oh, you only have to pick one candidate, one, for your vote to count. So if you don't want to deal with the ranked voting, just forget it. Pick the one candidate of the ones that are still running. There's people on the ballot that aren't running. Biden, Sanders, Gabbard, and Warren is still on the ballot, although she's withdrawn. And then you just pick number one, number two, number three, number four. And there's undeclared. I don't even want to get into that.
Right. No, don't worry about that. Well, yeah, so the point being, right now, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are the two candidates still running. But when you look at your ballot, you're going to see Elizabeth Warren and Tulsi Gabbard. But they have already dropped out of the running. So you have your choice then between the two that are still in the running. That can be confusing to people probably when they get their ballot. But it's great that it's prepaid, and I think you also have to put your street address if you're in Bethel, not your box number, right?
That's correct. And if you live in Antioch or somewhere that has an assigned physical address, put it on the return envelope. But if you don't, just use your mailing address.
Right. Okay. That's going to be super convenient. I'm so glad for that, this option, and I hope it works out well.
Okay. And I want to say, just now that I'm an elder, I guess I can blab on a little longer. But,
oh, yes, yes.
I just want to say a couple of things. It's our job to preserve democracy in the middle of panic. And the other thing I want to say is, you know, I really sympathize with all of the elders that are kind of isolated and feeling really frightened because we're at pretty high risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, as a two-time cancer survivor, I think it's really important that all of us take claim part of each day to do something helpful or important or something for other people. And I also want to say to the younger people, we're tougher than you think.
Okay, I like that. Thank you. Okay, so you're doing all the things you're supposed to do, right? Keep yourself.
Yeah, and anybody can call me, 545-5323, if you have questions about the ballot. Have a great day, everybody, and I love you all.
Thank you so much, Vicki. All right. Okay, well, thank you, Wilson and Vicki, for kind of getting us going with our show, and hopefully other people are going to want to call in and share some of the things you're doing that you haven't done before. Maybe you're washing your hands much more often than you ever thought of. And I wanted to give out a couple of tips for you. If you, you know, when you're talking to your children, and, you know, children are probably going to have a lot of questions about what's going on. For your younger children, it's really good just to project or let them know that you're very calm. You know what's going on. You can make hand washing really fun for children. They might say, well, why do I have to wash my hands so much? And you can tell them about germs and how you want to keep other people safe and them safe. And make hand washing fun. Make it a game. And that's something that can be really helpful. I'm going to go to Howard from Bethel. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, on the news, I was, you know, I'm on top of this news all every day now, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And the doctors that were on there are saying spray the doorknobs and whatever else you touch or people touch, you know.
Uh-huh.
And let them air dry. And
yep.
maybe washing your hands, you know, it's getting pretty expensive. So maybe just dry, air dry too, you know.
Uh-huh.
That could be a cheaper way than finding ways to dry your hands.
Yeah, you know, what you can do is just like rub your hands together until they're dry.
Yeah,
and
that'd be, yeah.
Because they say that, like, when you put the hand sanitizer on, you know how sometimes in the past you put the hand sanitizer on, you might wipe it off on your pants? Well, they're saying just leave it on there and let it air dry or rub your hands together till it dries, because it should stay on your skin a little bit.
And about this, you know, just no contact. I've seen on the news where they are on what they call that, social media, that people are not in these big places no more. They're not gathering much as they did in the Anchorage area and stuff like that. That'd be a way to get on top of the drug and alcohol bootlegging issue too, you know.
Oh, what are you thinking?
mean,
Howard, go on.
I'm just throwing things up in the air right now, you know, for people to think about.
You know, that's good, yeah.
But, you know, my call was about air drying, so
okay.
I'm glad you said rub your hands till you, you know, you feel they're drier, you know.
Right. Good.
All right. Well, just want to put my 2 cents in.
Glad you
Have
did.
Have a good weekend and take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to go to Cesari from Bethel. Good morning, Cesari.
Yeah, good morning. I have a couple of things in there.
Yes.
You know, that Bay event, what's going on right now, that is probably biggest things would ever been happened to the human in the world history. So it's bigger. I think it's bigger with any war from longest with we existing. Even World War II, World War I, Civil War, Revolution, all kind of things. I think that one is one of the biggest disasters what we're getting.
Yes.
And if you look at Facebook yesterday, there was some girl, I know use her name, I know who was that.
Do not use the name, thank you.
Yeah. She says she's been bragging in the AC store and making pictures from her phone and telling she getting be tested for virus. If she having symptom, she should be not be in the AC store. That is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe it. Not only that, she even bragging about that. That have to have no brain to do it. You know, mm-hmm. to go to public and expose yourself, or even if she have a mask or not, or even if she have gloves or not, her clothes, her body, he is walking germs.
Mm-hmm.
And she should be stay at home and find out if the test is positive or not for the 15 days and then bragging. She mm-hmm. was test or something. Not when she not know it and she has some kind of symptom and try to be the first one in the famous in battle to pass it. That is nothing to be bragging and it's nothing to be proud.
Right.
And I tell you some they are to the stores in there. I talk quite a bit to my family in Poland. And they have every place in there now. There's no country probably in the world. But how they're doing to prevent themselves in the stores? Because the store, you go in groceries, you have to go get the groceries and stuff, and buying and fruits and vegetables and cereal, milk or whatever. People going and moving the packages from hand to hand and looking the apple, looking the orange, looking the tomatoes and put them down. And
uh-huh.
You walking to the store is mandatory. You have to, they have four sizes gloves. You pick your gloves, put them on it, put your mask, put them on it. And you're going and it's no one in the store with no audit. You mm-hmm. have security guy and everybody have to use it. And when you're coming out, you just pull your gloves, pull your mask to the big trash container, and you're not exposed to anybody else if you have them not knowing, and you're not exposed yourself. And I think they should be every store, not the wiping up the hands and stuff, but you're going to the produce department and people use the cereal, looking the numbers and putting back and get, or maybe I need one sugar, maybe two, and putting back. And this thing is exposing germs. So
mm-hmm.
I think that will help a lot if the follow up what they're doing over there. You have you're going to store and you're coming out and you don't touch anything inside with your bare hands or breathe with your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'd be really helpful.
Yeah.
And of course, washing hands and be precaution. But
if I may, you're in that kind of elder zone, Cesare.
I'm 65 years old. I just passed the...
you have to...
cover my birthday with 27 February.
Oh, you just... Okay. So you have to be very careful, a little extra care. Are people around you being careful with you?
No, I drink enough that sanitizer to...
yeah. yeah.
Still enough Smirnoff supply.
Oh, now, steady, steady. Okay, I see where this is going.
No, but you know.
No, I know.
No, it should be no joke, but.
No, I know.
But, you know, it's, I not, if I feel some suspicious, I know it's my grandkids not coming in there at the more to do home. I don't know why, but...
No. It's not you. It's the virus. It's the protection.
Virus. There's always been virus, but happy virus.
Yes, yeah. Okay, this one's a little troubling.
You know, it's happy virus.
Yes.
You know, that thing is so serious, even the social media quit harassing and jumping on the Trump. I can't believe it, you know.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Depends on which page you're on, I guess.
They're pretty quiet. And they're not saying, you know. Trump facing hell of a time. If no president having those kind of situations.
I know.
And no matter what they say, they've been the first when they stored everything. They've been accusing they're not prepared. Which president been prepared? Obama, Clinton, Bush's? No one having supplies and everything for so much for those kind of disaster. It's no one. It's no country. No way. And they've been forcing everybody, been forcing him to get tested.
The music's starting up. That means we're going to break. So
okay.
I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
Yeah.
You take care of yourself.
Okay, you too. Take
yep.
it easy.
All right. Bye. All right. We're going to go to a short break. And you're listening to Talkline on KYUK. And we'll hear you on the other side.
When it comes to COVID-19, we need to flatten the curve. What does that mean? It means taking actions now to keep the coronavirus from spreading so quickly that our healthcare system becomes overwhelmed. What can you do to help? Don't shake hands. Make sure to cover your sneezes and coughs. Wash your hands more frequently and for at least 20 seconds. And stay home if you're sick. Together, we can flatten the curve in Alaska. Learn more about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at coronavirus.alaska.gov.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
Support us at 4-H.org.
Attention Bethel Native Corporation shareholders. The BNC annual meeting is scheduled for Saturday, May 2nd at the Upiat Pitiriat Cultural Center. BNC needs your proxies prior to the meeting. Please turn them in by May 1st deadline at 5 p.m. to be eligible for cash prizes. You may take them to the BNC office. BNC needs your proxies now for the annual meeting. Turn in your proxies today. Thank you.
This is Mike from Bethel Search and Rescue. Always travel with a companion. You're listening to KYUK 640 a.m. in Bethel, Alaska.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We've had some terrific calls. Thank you so much. Right now, we're going to go to Tim from Bethel. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Alok.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, beautiful day out there again.
Yep.
Any day is beautiful day.
It's getting there, yes.
whether it's raining, shining, or whatever.
Absolutely.
But,
good.
I love Cesare's happy virus.
Yeah, the happy virus. We're going to spread that.
Yeah,
you're allowed to spread that.
Yes. But I have three things that hopefully I have time to cover.
Oh, sure.
Number one we have all of our children at home 24/7 at the moment for God knows how long, perhaps the remainder of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is something that parents aren't accustomed to, but having them 24/7 all throughout the entire week, and I'd just like to encourage the parents out there to continue to further the education of their children, challenge them educationally in every way possible, especially our language, custom, and traditions, and And, you know, there's a lot to learn out there from the parents, you know, biology of various animals and fish like pike and blackfish and ptarmigan and snowshoe hare, tundra hare, whatnot.
Yes.
So there's lots for the kids to learn.
Yep.
And survival, and, you know, this is a prime opportunity to teach your children what you haven't been able to teach them during the day.
Nice. Yeah.
And secondly, there's talks I heard about Superintendent Walker saying that you know, they're going to be utilizing the internet to deliver education material for the kids throughout the Delta, and that's going to be an additional load for people that did not have internet access before. I don't know what the bandwidth capability is here in Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to be able to handle the volume during the day to, you know, to allow for other things like commerce and whatnot that we need so badly out here. Hopefully GCI or somebody will address this issue and, you know, go forth without disrupting everything else.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, and not only for Bethel, but also for the villages as well. So we may experience, I don't know for sure, but we may experience some slowdown in internet access and perhaps, you know, with our phones, apps, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a technoid, so I don't know what the implications are. The other thing is I submitted a emergency order request.
A what? I'm sorry, a what?
An emergency order request.
Oh, okay.
To the Alaska Department of Fish and Game office here in Bethel to extend the Unit 18 remainder moose hunt to match the federal season, which closes April 30th. The state land closed on March 15th. But just to ensure that people have the ability to go out and get the necessary food supplies that they need to address, you know, possible future situation, to be able to have that additional opportunity to harvest what they need for moose for that time period, if that time period ever comes. Because, you know, if we shoot from the hip and not do this, when push comes to shove, you know, people are going to hunt in close proximity to their homes, and our current lower Kuskokwim moose population can't sustain that, and neither can caribou.
Mm-hmm.
So we must take advantage of the areas that do have ample supply and a sustainable and can sustain an additional hunt.
Yeah. Good.
And hopefully people out there will call the Department of Fish and Game or send them a text, email, message, whatnot, in support of extending the season.
Okay.
And, you know, we have plenty of snow out there. The weather's opportune time.
Yeah.
Long daylight hours and a good opportunity to get out there and get what we need. And on top of that, you know, if you do have surplus, there's a lot of people, and mostly elders here in Bethel, that really would appreciate fresh meat, moose meat especially, since caribou is not, it's scarce at the moment. They would very much appreciate it. And those widows and, you know, those that are unable to hunt otherwise because of disability or perhaps financial. But just continue the sharing out there. And lastly, it is becoming a pretty lonely world out here, in any place, I guess, throughout the world, as we do the social distancing, but with prayers and positive vibes and whatnot, that we will get over this unscathed.
Yeah. I think one thing that's really powerful is we're all in it together. We're this is something that nobody is exempt from, and that can give you a sense of togetherness, even if we have to be socially. And we can also think of it as just being physically distant, but socially connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the subsistence issue that we had way back then. You know, we were we were divided in the state, but when we came to one issue that's so near and dear to all of us, we all came together and overcame it, along with many of the challenges that we faced in the past.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So hopefully we maintain the unity and with the common goal of getting over this coronavirus without with as much as minimal damage as we can possibly put onto our communities and to our people, especially the elder.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. Very thoughtful.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
And have a great one, especially pike fishing out there.
I've seen the photos on Facebook. Okay. People are going, are having a fun time out there.
Yeah,
sure.
I got to get into that as well.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay, have a good one.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. We're going to go to Father Mark from Bethel. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Hi, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning.
So the struggle locally to stay ahead as much as we can of the of that coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about what the Catholic Church's strategy is right now. And a number of dioceses throughout the United States, including here in Alaska, in Anchorage and Juneau, have suspended services on Sundays, and the Fairbanks Diocese has done the same as of this week. So, including our church here in Bethel and all the churches in the YK Delta, the Catholic churches will suspend all public worship services for kind of an indefinite period of time. It's going to be reevaluated again at the beginning of April, because this is going to be really difficult if we stay this way through Holy Week and Easter, because that's such the most important period of celebration in the church year.
Right.
But so we're going to reevaluate this again at the beginning of April before Palm Sunday. But it's very likely that we will have to remain suspended. Our worship service is going to have to remain suspended even through Holy Week and Easter, which is kind of an unfathomable thing. It's kind of hard to imagine that. But, you know, Diane, the reason why this is important for us to do, we understand, is because the welfare of the whole community, or all of the communities, depends on all of us taking responsibility for social distancing and everything we can do to prevent the spread of this virus, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one thing that's really powerful out here is the Yupik culture is very collective, very community oriented, and I think that turns into a real strength at a time like this, because people do have a sense of the whole. It's not strictly individualistic, but it's collective, and I think that's really good for all of us.
That is a strength. You're right, but you know, it also has its challenges, because that's also, it's good of you to mention that about the Yupik culture. That's also true about religious communities, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Their strength is in our strength is primarily in our bonding with one another. You know, when we receive communion, we call it communion because it is a way of bonding ourselves with one another, and together bonding ourselves to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that bonding is so important, and that's why closing down public worship services, just like it'll be so hard in villages and here in Bethel, to resist the inclination for people to gather together.
Oh, I know.
To support one another by gathering together. In the villages, you know, it's so important, the Yupik dance tradition. And and when there's nothing else to do, at least you can go in the evening and join everybody in the hall and practice Eskimo dancing, practice Yuhok.
Yeah.
But that's precisely the kind of behavior that is going to be dangerous.
Risky, yep. Yeah.
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 So, yeah, you're right. It is a strength. That social bonding is a strength of the people out here.
And a challenge.
Also, yeah, a challenge. It's what we have to create new patterns of staying connected and supporting one another, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. That's a really good way to put it. And I'm glad we're kind of bringing that out, because I think, you know, understanding things more deeply and talking about it helps give other people ideas of, well, how can I creatively stay connected even though I'm physically distant? And how do I keep that social connection anyway? And so people are going to figure that. People are going to do that. You know,
right.
And this radio show, people calling in, this is a way we're doing it too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is a great service, Diane. Yeah. Thanks for doing this, and thanks to KYUK for doing this.
You
know, I want to mention also that that the church is going to use extensively, try to use to a much greater effect, I hope, the social media connection that it has. So Susan Murphy monitors and keeps up the Facebook page for the parish. She's going to be putting things on there.
Oh, good.
Including
good.
The announcement about, you know, the suspension of services.
What is the name of your Facebook page so people could go to it if they want?
Oh, gosh, that's a good
question. Oh, Father Mark.
I think
what? You are so behind on social media. You should know that.
I'm pretty sure it's Immaculate Conception Church Bethel.
It's not like something in Bethel called Catholic Church Facebook page? No. Okay.
Susan.
We got you on that.
No doubt listening. She can call in if I've said it wrong. But I think it's Immaculate Conception
Church Bethel. Gotcha. All right. We'll look that up.
But, you know, Susan also uses the Bethel, what's happening in Bethel site. So if she puts something on, she also sometimes goes to that site and alerts people to go and check the Immaculate Conception Facebook page. Gee, I sure hope I have that right. Susan, call and say if I'm wrong.
I know. You need to up your social media game now. Okay.
Speaking of that, though, Father Rich is going to preside at a Mass tomorrow evening. Now, we can't do it publicly, so we're going to record his Mass, and we're going to put it on. It'll be the weekend Mass. We're going to try to do that every weekend and maybe even more often, to do that every week and get the Mass on, the local Mass online. Now, people, there are a lot of resources people can use, and Susan's going to be putting some resources up on the Facebook page. But we're going to hope to use this as a way, as one of the ways to help people locally stay connected to other people locally and support one another in the faith.
Nice.
And that includes the villages. We're going to hope to reach folks in the villages, because we're all one people here.
Yeah.
And as you were so well saying, Diane, this struggle with this virus really is something that's going to unite all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help us, I hope, to remember and to re-remember that we are all one people.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what race, what religious tradition, what Christian tradition, but we are all one.
Absolutely.
And the better we work together and become better brothers and sisters with one another, I think we'll find our way through this.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling, and good information. And to keep people connected, Father Mark, there's this really wild thing called social media, and get familiar with it. No, I'm teasing. Okay, just
I'll
joking.
Do better,
okay, no, you're good. Thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right,
good
have a good
morning.
Day. Good morning.
Bye-bye.
All right, next we're going to go to Gloria. Welcome, Gloria. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Diane. I just wanted to call and thank Tim Andrews for taking initiative and trying to do something proactive to make sure that we have some food security. I appreciate Father Mark for giving us a lesson and a reminder of faith and community and humanity. I also appreciate that Andrea Gusti from the Kuskokwim Corporation is as a leader, is proactive in looking out for the upriver villages to make sure that she's doing what she can to protect her people. And on that same note, I'm not hearing anything from the leadership of our region to reassure our people and to provide them with information on what they're doing to make sure that our food security, our health, our welfare and well-being is being looked out for. And I would appreciate a call in from those leaders, Housing Authority, Chilista, ABCP Incorporated. We've heard something from Jim Sweeney, the Vice President of Hospital Services, on this virus and what YK is doing. But I think it's really important right now that the leaders of our region step up to reassure our region and the people here that they are being looked after and there is leadership there that we can depend on.
Good. All right. That's a good point. People do need to hear from leadership in whatever format. It can be this show. It can be KYUK news stories, Tundra Drums, Delta Discovery. I mean, every way that they can be a presence is important at a time like this.
Yes.
Thank you, Gloria. Are you taking care of yourself?
Yes, I'm doing. I'm doing the social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at that pile of material in my sewing cabinet that's been calling out to me for years.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. I may have to break my New Year's resolution and get back on Facebook. I'm feeling a void there and not being able to connect with people, you know, face to face. So.
Uh-huh.
Yes, social media is going to be really important for us to encourage and support each other during this hard time because we don't know how long it's going to last, and we have to develop those networks of community.
Yes. You might have to break your fast, your Facebook fast,
for
this.
So.
This might be worthwhile. There, see,
for
I'm encouraging you. For the good of humanity, get back on Facebook, Gloria.
Okay, and thank you, Diane, for what you're doing. I really appreciate that you bring these out and that there's a forum for us to discuss these very important things right now.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're listening and calling in.
So, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. If my voice sounded funny, it was the caller's phone. All right, we're going to go right to Ruth from Bethel. Good morning, Ruth. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. I don't know if anyone called on the Meals on Wheels from LKSD.
No, not yet.
Starting Monday on the 23rd of March, because of the school closure, they're going to start delivering meals in various locations around town. Any student that is enrolled in Bethel schools may go to any of the stops and pick up lunch and breakfast for the next morning. They will make adjustments, and they'll keep us updated as changes occur. They'll continue the lunches for pickup at the child school, and you can call the child school's front office if you have questions. But bus one at 6th and Main by the Adventist Church they'll pick up lunches right there. And
we lost Ruth. Ruth, you're welcome to call back if you'd like. So LKSD, starting on Monday, will be delivering meals, and I'm not sure the locations, but they'll be at different locations in town that people can go to, any child that's a student in LKSD in town here can pick up meals. Next we have Willie from Quinnahawk. Hello, Willie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's hard to get through today.
It's a busy day. But thank you for thank you for persevering.
Oh, yeah.
And be nice.
Why are you telling me that?
Willie.
Oh, you just don't like hearing what I got to say.
I do like it, actually.
I got a couple of things. The village down here is just absolutely heartbroken. The Alaska State Troopers have been down here in force, and naturally they don't tell anybody anything. So I don't know. I probably had in excess of over 200 emails wanting to know if I have the lowdown gist. No, I don't. So please quit sending me emails asking. The troopers will tell you when they know something.
Yeah. I think it's time. They need to be very careful about that.
Exactly. And I'd like to thank Mayor Fred Watson's down here for YKHC. He's doing counseling. And I had a chance. I brought Fred over yesterday, and we sat and ate lunch here and had some chats. And he's doing good work down here, and I appreciate Fred coming down, you know. This really hits close to home. The father, Luther, he used to have her over here in the little shop. I'd be over here, and she's like a little firecracker, you know. She'd hang out in there while we're fixing the machines in the shop, and drive you nuts over this and over that.
Mm-hmm.
He'd happen, and it's such a tragic ordeal, you know. But
yes.
All right, enough of that.
Okay.
Here's where I'm going today.
Okay.
All right. We all need to pay attention to what actually is physically affecting us right now, and that's the legislature. They're effectively have stolen the PFD. You can kiss PFDs goodbye. It's not in the Senate budget. They're not putting it into the budget, and somehow they're going to magically pick an arbitrary number out of the air for relief and send it out. But I don't see a chance that it's going to ever be a PFD listed item. In other words, our legislators from out here have stole a 40-year program that's worked perfectly, except for the fact they've never been able to get control of their spending habits down there. This affects every villager way more than it'll ever affect anybody in Bethel, because the money in Bethel the money they're stealing from the villages is all going to Bethel for the nonprofits, the unions, and it's a horrible ordeal. This place is so broke that when we had wolf attacking people down here on the river ice fishing, wolves are running through the village, a pretty good pack of them. The guys are so broke that the corporation, Kanishtuk, which is the for-profit portion down here, and the city, was actually buying gas for guys just to specifically go kill wolves. That's how broke this village is, and as I call around and I talk to all my friends in all these other villages after over 30 years out here, I have lots of friends in lots of places. Every village is the same way. And without those PFDs, which is the greatest way to disperse money, known to man, the system's already there. They don't have to reinvent the wheel in Juneau, even though they are. So I would suggest everybody, if that PFD helps your family, you get on the line, you call Tiffany Zolkowski, you call Lyman Hoffman, you call Bryce Edgman, and you say, enough is enough. Let's just put the PFD back into action, and let's get it over and done with. Right now, they could send out $1,400 that they ripped off last year and just reimburse us for what was stolen last year.
Mm-hmm.
That they could do that instantly, right now, today,
mm-hmm.
everybody. And it wouldn't affect the way that the money is going to be distributed from the feds. Now, the feds have a plan out there that if you're low income, like I am, I don't even legally have to file a tax return because my whole money is off of Social Security. So if you don't have to file, your name's not with the feds, you're not going to get any help from the feds. And that's a whole lot of elders that don't even have to file. So the federal system is kind of malfunctioned in a way.
We have, like, just a little bit of time before break, so go ahead. Just let me know. Yeah.
But anyway, the long and the short of it is the state legislature could help us right now, and they're not. They're trying to reverse sweep all the funds they cut off last year, trying to put it all back in. The House Tiffany voted for actually spent more money than what they had last year that we actually state survived on with the budget cuts and with the vetoes. It's more than that. Now, when you add the coronavirus into it, it's completely blown out of scale. The legislators have blown through $14 billion in the last 4 years that mm-hmm. was not theirs to spend. They borrowed it from a different account. Mm-hmm. So call your legislators, tell them no, that money needs to be distributed. That's what I got, Diane.
Okay.
How was that? Nice today?
That was very nice. Thank you.
All right. Safe, man. Just go ptarmigan hunting. You're totally isolated if you do.
Okay. Oh, good. Yes, that's right. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. Real quick, I wanted to tell you in the Delta Discovery, Dr. Lauren Bradbury has, you know, 5 tips for kind of processing and dealing with combating fear in a time of crisis, and some really helpful tips. So that's in the Delta Discovery. Check that out. All right, we're going to go to break. You're listening to KYUK on 640, and we'll hear from you on the other side.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Shemai. 90%. That is the survival rate when colon cancer is detected early. Healthcare coverage includes cancer screenings. Enroll now. Contact your local Indian healthcare provider. Visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596 for more information. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Social distancing is an important way to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Social distancing includes avoiding gatherings, staying 6 feet away from others whenever possible, staying home if you're sick, and avoiding handshakes, hugs, and other forms of casual social contact. Social distancing works, and it's important. Your actions matter now. Learn more about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at coronavirus.alaska.gov.
Okay, hi everyone, welcome back. We've had some terrific calls today. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate the encouragement, the tips. I got a message that I wanted to make a little announcement about the, and it says, would you mind announcing that Recall Dunleavy has halted having people circulate the petition due to safety concerns with the coronavirus. But today they announced that if you want to sign and didn't have a chance to sign, you can request your own petition booklet to sign at home. And you can do that at recalldunleavy.org/sign. So go to recalldunleavy.org/sign, and you will get the petition sent to you. You can sign it and mail it back in. All right. We had an email, I think from Anonymous, and all it says is, what about the senators selling off stock weeks and months before COVID-19? So what that means is, I think there were there's some news reports that some politicians had gotten wind that this was coming, and so they sold a bunch of their stocks before the stock market took a crash. So that's, I think, what that's referring to. So our lines are open. Let me give you the numbers real quick, and they are 543-5985, 543-2756. We also have 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So I was giving tips earlier in case, you know, your children are home now and they may have questions, and so but before I do that, I will go to a caller we have from Bethel, Ruth. So Ruth is coming back online. Hi, Ruth.
Yeah, hi. Just call your schools for updates on what time the buses will be back to near their area starting Monday for Meals on Wheels.
That will be
better than me just speaking it out, because some people don't have Facebook and they don't go Facebook. And those ministers, right. I wish KYUK could let the ministers, there's a lot of ministers in Bethel and everyone can't go to church. They should just let them speak once a week or 30 minutes a day or maybe twice a week or something. Let the ministers minister for 15 minutes or half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so good, because we won't be able to go to church. So
right.
That would be really, really good for the community. I make a suggestion, if the radio people are listening, have each minister go minister maybe even for 20 minutes
mm-hmm.
from each church, from different churches, not just one, but take, you know, there's Covenant Church, Murray Van Church. There's a lot of churches.
Mm-hmm.
So Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And then just let them Church of God, and let them minister to all the people that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's my suggestion. Okay, good morning.
Thank you, Ruth.
Bye.
Oh, okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we have another caller from Bethel. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Thank you for the program. I'd like to share a little brief message. I lived on Little Diomede in 1951 when an airplane flew over and sprayed the community with biological germ warfare. 2 days later, people started getting sick, and everybody in the village got sick except two. And those two people were taking care of the sick. During that period of time, six elders died. There was no way of communicating with the rest of the world. And when people started getting better, they built an airport. And this leads to my point. It's time to work together. The people built the airport, and after 3 weeks of building an airport, working together, this is about working together. Maybe we can get the children to write down possible solutions. We need scientists, because science can prove anything, correct or incorrect. This is my challenge to the people of Bethel. Work together. We are all, if we work together, we can overcome. If we are divided, we will fall. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's really important, that kind of collective and working together. I think there has to be a lot of careful application of that at this time, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, but thank you.
For saying that, I agree. And maybe the children, we haven't heard from the children. Maybe they can write down suggestions how we can work together, how we can get through this thing. Thank you for letting me tell my little story. It was trying times about when I lived on Little Diomede. It was during wartime. The Korean War was on. And working together, we can move mountains. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Dave. Really appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everyone, just in case you want to know the school delivery schedule, you can find that at kyuk.org. That's the school delivery schedule. Next, we're going to go to Tom from Chelista. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I hope everyone is doing okay in these interesting times.
Sure. I think so, so far in our region.
Well, I just want, haven't been able to catch the whole show, but I've heard several people talking on Facebook and on the show, like David, Mr. Trentham just recently, you know, working together, supporting each other. Definitely really appreciate that. You know, as a culture, we've created a home here for the past 10,000 years and, you know, much longer than that. And we've got the resources to survive. All of our natural foods that we eat are, you know, some of the healthiest around. And, you know, just make sure we utilize those resources as we can. I also just wanted to share a couple things from Chelista. First, you know, we're really pushing telework for our staff.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, we're asking shareholders, if they need service, please email us or call us or use mychelista.com. At mychelista.com, you can get a lot of information there. You can update your address, create a dividend confirmation report. There are a lot of things you can do there without having to visit our office. If you need personal assistance, send us an email, shareholder@chelistacorp.com. That's shareholder@chelistacorp.com. Send us your question that way. Of course, you can always still give us a call and leave a message. Likely, there may not be enough staff on hand to be able to answer the call right away. So just leave a message, and we're returning calls and emails as quickly as we can. So
mm-hmm.
please use the digital services that are out there, and we're still looking to help all the shareholders that contact us.
Great. Thank you. I think it's thank you so much for calling in as frequently as you do. I think it's good for people to hear from the different corporations and agencies. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. My appreciation to the leaders at ABCP and YKHC as well.
Mm-hmm.
They have an incredible infrastructure in place to get a lot of information out there. So thank
absolutely.
You to everyone.
Yep. You're welcome.
Bye.
Oh. Okay, we're going to go to Susan and Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to tell you, I used to call about events going on.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely nothing.
There's Susan has no reason to call, but she calls.
But, you know, I read somewhere in the news if 10 or 15% are non-compliant with that fact and want to do beach parties in Florida and what have you, that's going to mess things up for the rest of us. So absolutely nothing, not even food bank. We're going to try to do some kind of food bank next weekend, hopefully tentatively in caps.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be different. It's going to be probably outdoors or single line or no soup kitchen and keep your distance and maybe just throw the food out through the door. I don't know. But we're going to try to do something. Easter egg hunt we do every year was April 11th this year. If that doesn't happen, we're going to delay it. We already got the prize stuffed eggs and stuff ready to go, but we'll just delay it, maybe Mother's Day or
mm-hmm.
maybe next year Easter, even if it has to be that way.
Sure.
Because there's nothing going on.
Things are quiet.
And there's good factual shows on TV. I liked when that YKHC doctor said that if you're healthy and you're wearing a mask, you're going to subconsciously touch your face more.
Right, because you're not used to wearing a mask.
Yeah,
so
that
you're
was a
actually,
real good point,
yeah,
you know?
That's right.
And, you know, we got to look at facts. Fear can stand for false evidence appearing real. It can stand for face everything and recover.
Mm-hmm.
And it can stand for forget everything and run.
Yeah.
So we really need to look at facts, and the facts and the truth will set you free, and facts over fear. And I'm not a Facebook person, but I understand there's some fear mongering and bragging and whatever going on. And this is the time to work together 6 feet apart from each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line. So nothing going on. We're all in this together. Years ago when I worked in substance abuse and people went to treatment, they were sad about missing this and that. When I worked at the jail, people were sad about missing this and that going on in the outside world. And when I did my cancer adventure, I missed out on a lot going on. But the bottom line is it'll go on again next year. You know, we just
yep.
have to hunker down.
Yep.
Next year there'll be Easter. Next year Chamai Festival. Next year vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get vaccinated against this. And there is good news in the news, too. They found that some of the treatment they use for malaria and for it was Ebola, and there's a treatment thing for malaria. They're finding that that kind of works. It kind of stops the cells from dividing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not completely out there yet. So.
It's not out there yet, but these are FDA-approved drugs for other illnesses. They're testing them, and
mm-hmm.
this one person said when they gave them this other medicine, the breathing automatically got better. So
be careful.
Yeah, be careful with it. The doctors are the ones administering it, so
right,
they're
right.
the ones being careful with this, and they network with each other
yep.
all the time. And
yep.
and this is where people can really keep each other informed and do stuff immediately. You know, we had years ago, you know, decades ago and centuries ago, flu and episodes and things like that. But in this electronic scientific age, you know, and just to stir things up, I understand that Trump, when he started his position, he was firing a lot of things that Obama and others have set before him, and one of them was the pandemic response team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was one of,
he
just
disbanded
to stir things
that.
Up and keep it real. That's
oh my
truth.
Gosh, Susan, there's people's
the
heads
truth.
Are exploding
now
right now.
Going to be ringing off the hook, but that's the bottom line. That's the truth. That same time he fired the environmentalist scientists, about that same time is when the mm-hmm. pandemic response team was entirely let go.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and Alaska now has some cases, but except for the few in Fairbanks, there are all cases of people traveling in with it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you know someone coming in from out of state, really self-quarantine yourself, because that's what's bringing in, with the exception of Fairbanks. Fairbanks now I'm worried about, because two or three of those cases said they didn't go anywhere.
Right, right.
So now there's little mysteries to solve of where it's at over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fortunately, as far as I know right now, the detected cases with Anchorage, they kind of nipped those in the butt so far.
Yeah, they've traced those to
but
just
we do
the
have
travel.
People that travel here that are coming back from spring break and what have you. So just be aware
mm-hmm.
of all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody.
Thank you, Susan.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Everyone, if you want to get more information, a really good resource, solid resource, is the Center for Disease Control. Real easy website to go to, cdc.gov, G-O-V, cdc.gov. They've got a terrific, real easy to follow guidance for all kinds of things, and you'll see links there. You click them open, and there it is, steps to protect yourself and all of that. So that's a really good resource. Next, we're going to go to Mark. Welcome to Talkline, Mark. What do you got?
Yeah,
what's on
hi,
your mind?
Good morning. It's Mark Springer.
Hi, Mark. Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling from ONC to reiterate what Wilson Green reported this morning. We are continuing to do our food deliveries to elders, about 100 meals a day. We are extremely thankful that YKHC Dietary is helping us prepare those, or actually preparing them. We're working on redeveloping our own capacity to prepare those meals.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph is pretty much the driver, So if you know Ralph, please do not shake his hand. Don't get close to him. He, of all people right now, we need to keep him healthy because he's in contact daily with elders. And that goes to the next thing, as Wilson also said, we have to protect our elders. They are one of the most vulnerable populations here in Bethel and in the villages. Don't ignore them. Let them know that the babies who love you aren't coming to see you because they love you. That's just super important. To repeat what has been said, please listen to what YKHC says as far as not going to the hospital. If you're sick, call their number. They've restricted visiting on the wards. Please respect that. And respect each other. I was in a business establishment yesterday that has a lot of face-to-face contact with people. I was kind of, standing arm's length from the counter, and there was a fellow, maybe new to town, who was leaning over the counter talking to the clerk, and I was, I was like, really? Really? We have to look out for each other. That's social distancing. Just a little update. I'm an Edgecombe parent, Edgecombe grandparent. As everybody knows, the governor directed that Edgecombe and Galena be closed. I believe the Galena kids have all been evacuated from Galena. This is an email from our own Janelle Vanas. Let me just go over it really quick, some of it.
Thank you.
Nearly all the students have left MEHS. Many students will have a layover in Anchorage or a hub community such as Bethel. We have arrangements in both of these places for them to remain in an isolated group, and we have chaperones. Please, if your child is still traveling, stress with them that they must remain as an isolated group. This is not a travel in which relatives can visit, and they must stay with the group in their assigned rooms. Most students are being very helpful with this, but a few are arguing and trying to get around the rules, and this adds stress and unnecessary work for the chaperones.
Mm-hmm.
Please be aware that if a student leaves the group with a relative, they will not be allowed to return, and the relative will need to be responsible for the child and getting them to the airport for their connection and any flight changes that may happen from that moment forward. If you actually want your child to be turned over to relatives instead of being chaperoned, you should email to Mount Edgecombe. The kids are coming home. They're trying to be very careful with them being exposed to the public during that travel. They're going to be coming home with laptops, and so please, if you can help them with making hotspot available, they are working with GCI. Edgecombe's working with GCI to get connectivity for these kids. We have seniors who have coursework to finish. My son's a senior. My nephew's a senior. They have coursework to finish so that they can officially be graduates of 2020. So please work with them on that. At the same time, if your student is coming home, please take precautions with your elders, with your family. Just be aware. I know we have individuals that are returning from the lower 48 that are going out to villages. Please be aware of who those folks are and encourage them to self-quarantine, self-isolate. We're at the important time right now. There's effort to ask the governor if he can do something to restrict non-essential air travel, especially out here to Bethel and hub communities. But at the same time, whatever your village might be thinking about, please consider telling the airlines, sure, bring the freight, bring the mail, leave it on the tarmac, and we'll pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to cut people off from medicines that might be coming in. You don't want to eliminate the ability for health aides to send out tests if they start doing tests.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind. Say, yeah, nobody coming in, or if you come in, you're living in a fish camp for 2 weeks or a month, that's fine.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
fine. Take what do what you need to do that way. But please, for the benefit of your community, we don't want the airlines backing up with freight, food, and supplies that the communities need. We don't want, you know, mm-hmm. Raven and Grant and Knack and everybody getting slammed with stuff that they can't get out. We need to keep these supply lines moving. Things are coming in. I am happy when I get woke up out in Kasaili at 5 in the morning with the cargo plane flying over.
Well,
that
thank you, Mark.
Makes me happy.
Okay. So, yes, yeah, that's right.
So please pay attention. Listen to your leaders. Listen to your community leadership. Listen to YKHC. Listen to
okay.
the state of Alaska. So thanks very much.
Done. Thank you so much. Yep. Really appreciate Bye. That. We're going to go right to a caller from Akiak, Roy. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. I'm just very thankful for all the people that called on this radio show
to
express the vital information to all our people. For that, thank you very much for all those that participated in passing on this information. Have a good day and a weekend.
Okay, thank you, Roy.
Yes.
Okay, appreciate. Really appreciate that. Oops. Okay. I'm going to go to Bev from Bethel. Good morning, Bev.
Hi, good morning. And I'm so glad that Talkline was on this morning, Diane, because a lot of information is being shared. I tried calling in and then heard Susan Taylor talk about the hope with the malaria treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very dangerous, that's why I'm calling, amongst other things, is that, you know, when Trump talked about that being a game changer, just this morning, the National Institute of Infectious Diseases director got right up there and said, no, there is no magic drug for this deadly virus. And you know, that's the danger here, is that there's misinformation, even from the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were wise to turn to the CDC.gov website. And also YKHC is sharing some good information. I'm in self-quarantine. I'm in that compromised age group, plus, you know, was treated by radiation for cancer and thus have asthma symptoms now. And you know, it's one, I'm not panicking. No visitors in my home. Mm. I call a lot of people. I check in on my family and other elders. I get out in the fresh air. I'm not around people, but I can talk to neighbors from a good distance just to check in and see how folks are doing. I think that's important. I think at home, you know, parents and kids are not used to being together 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And we're used to educators helping the, you know, that family relationship. But it's really important, I think, that families set up a schedule, that mom is not the only one cleaning or cooking, that, you know, everyone is a part of the plan, and that's even an exercise plan, away from social media plan, get your homework done plan,
mm-hmm.
and stay calm. A lot of kids are in situations with this quarantine and social distancing. They're not as safe as, you know, we would want them to be, and that's problematic too. And I know that I am counting on leadership.
So we just have like about a minute, Bev.
Okay. Yeah. I'm counting on myself, though, to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Mark that cargo planes only. We need to stop traffic in the airport. I asked, who's our emergency incident commander here in Bethel? We need a spokesperson, and I'm hoping the city will come out. I know YKHC has Chris Schroeder has been appointed as their director for
We have about 30 seconds.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, everybody, stay safe, stay calm, and play on a checkmate.
Oh, thank you so much, Bev. Glad you called. I'm going to read anonymous email real quick, and that's probably going to be the end of the show today. From anonymous email, my question is, when is Lower Kuskokwim School District going to decide to have their staff work from home? Their staff that have traveled outside of Alaska and even out of the country who still are reporting to work and not self-quarantining. Thank you. So I don't know. This is now me talking, not the emailer, but different agencies have different policies. I know for the university, if you travel out of state, you must self-quarantine, and you are not allowed to return to the campus until you do. So different agencies probably have different policies for how they want staff to handle their travel. Thank you, everyone, so much. Great show today. We'll be back next Friday. I hope you have a really good weekend, and wash your hands and do everything that you're being directed to do, and we're all in it together. Thank you.